Welcome to Disrespect, exploring the stigma around disability, providing information and interviews to entertain and challenge listeners who care about, or care for, or may themselves have become someone with a disability. The response of the Ontario Court of Appeal to the Ontario government's attempt to deny autism funding to parents of children over 6 years of age has been a setback to the victory they won more than a year ago. In that light, there's not a lot to discuss about a government that promised in opposition to preserve this funding and in power has gone to court to deny it. Disrespect, however, revisits an earlier interview on the nature of autism and how disability, particularly autism, isolates the people affected by it. With us is the president of the Autism Society. Welcome, Teresa.
Thank you.
To Disrespect. Teresa is not only the parent of a child with autism, but the president of the Autism Society. She's come with us today to Disrespect to talk to us about marginalization and disability. Teresa, lay the groundwork for us a little bit and tell us how you look at autism as someone knowledgeable about this subject, trying to communicate it to an audience that doesn't understand it very well.
Well, autism is a complex developmental disability. It appears typically during the first 3 years of life. It is a neurological disorder that affects, or it's better to say it's caused by a neurological disorder that affects the functioning of the brain in the areas of social interaction and communication skills. So people who have it typically have difficulty in verbal and nonverbal communication, social interaction, leisure activities, play activities.